Kaya tinatanong ko yung pamilya ko kung ano ang feeling na tumayo ka rito pagkatapos ng eleksyon, natalo ka. Di ba? Pakitanggal natin sa mga. Di ko kayo makita. Di ba? Ano ang kambulan dyan? Siguro, lahat tayo malungkot. Pero alam nyo, inihanda ko na rin yung sarili ko sa ano man maaaring mangyari. Inihanda ko na rin yung sarili ko na baka ako matalo. And I was preparing my emotion and my attitude kung sakasakali na ang 6th district do not want a pastor anymore. They would rather have a lawyer who is a traditional politician. Inihanda ko na yung sarili ko na to go back to private life, to go back to, continuing my ministry without being in politics. It might not be easy, but still, sa paghahanda ko na marahil ang ating politics sa ating bansa ay hindi talaga mature pa. Inihanda ko rin yung sarili ko sa tagumpay. O anong gagawin ko pagkatapos na ako'y manalo? Anong agenda na isusulong ko sa pagbigay uli ng pagkitiwala sa akin ng distritong ito? Mahirap ang mangampanya. Mahirap. Hindi mahirap ang maglingkod sa tao. Mahirap ang makisama sa tao. Kayo na nakikipag-usap sa tao araw-araw, alam niyo yan. Mapakahirap. Especially in a campaign period where everybody is sensitive. Kaunting kibot, masaktan. Kaunting pagkakamali mo, nawala ka na ng suporta. And mostly, it's not my mistake, it's the mistake of those that are around me. Ano yung mistake ng leader ko? Ano yung mistake ng staff ko? Transferable sa akin yun. Kung nakita yung aking staff na nakasimangot, o yung staff ko na gumawa ng malokohan, o yung staff ko na hindi bumati, o yung staff ko na nagalit, ako palagi ang sisi. Hindi sila. Araw-araw, I would remind the people around me in my campaign, mag-ingat kayo na gumanti, mag-ingat kayo magalit, mag-ingat kayo na may masabi sa inyo. Mag-ingat kayo sapagkat anything that you do will always reflect me. Sa akin ang balik yan. The campaign period is the hardest and the most cruel days that can ever happen to a candidate. Very hard. Kahit na limbawa, ito, sayo-sayo na yan, loyal na sayo yan. The next day, baka tumawag yan, sorry. Oh, come election day, babaliktad yan. Ngayon, I am identifying all of those chairman, all of those kagawad, all of those leaders na nagtraidor sa akin. We are now identifying them one by one. And after we have identified them, we are going to reorganize. Reorganize the whole structure. Reorganize the whole organization. Because you're going to trust those leaders that would all of a sudden, boom, alis. Walang loyalty. Kahit na binigyan mo ng pera yan, pag mas malaki yung binigay ng isa, loyalty can switch all of a sudden. See? And that's part of politics. Hindi lang may tumawag sa akin na Kristiyano, na evangelical, that supported my opponent. He is apologizing to me. And he's congratulating me. And I was told that he would like to say, na, Pastor, sa'yo na ako uli. Things like this. That happens all the time. I do not know if what will happen the next 3 years. May natagumpay tayo and the Lord gave me a second term. Marami ang magsasabi, kung hindi sa akin, ninanalo yan si Benny Abante. Marami ang kukuha ng credit. Sabihin, si Benny Abante, walang credit. Hindi ako nanalo dahilan sa ako ng campaign. Hindi ako nanalo dahilan sa ako gumastos. Hindi ako nanalo dahilan sa mahusay ang campaign ko. Nanalo ako dahil meron dyan leader, sabihin niya, kung hindi sa akin, nanalo yan. You know, kung hindi ako gumawa, everybody wants to get the credit. Mayroon na nga yung mga pastor na te-text, tumatawag. What happened? We prayed for you. I'm so glad the Lord answered our prayers. Kung hindi lang po ako isang taong alam ko ang ibig sabihin ng prayer, gusto kong sabihin sa kanila, hindi ko kailangan ng prayer mo eh. Because so many times people pray and they think because of their prayers, I won. Not because we did our job, we worked so hard, we sacrificed, we did everything we can to win, but nabali wala lahat yung mga bagay na yan. It's just because of the prayers of some good and well-meaning preachers. Nagtagumpay ako. So, a lot of people want to get the credit. But you know what? Tonight, I just want to let every one of you know that I'm going to get the credit. I want the Lord to get all the credit. I want the Lord to be praised. Not any of you. Ako, nagpapasalamat ako, and I would like to use this occasion para magpasalamat sa inyo for those who campaigned for me, for those who have been there, for my full-time staff who got out of their way and did their best. Sinabi ko naman sa kanila, well, wala kayong magagawa, talagang magiging part kayo ng campaign. So, pagka hindi kayo part ng campaign, anong gagawin nyo? Di ba? Anong gagawin nyo? Full-time staff ko kayo, of course. You have to serve under me. And whatever I say, you're gonna do. Am I right? Hindi ko ba yung sabihin na, ganyan, trabaho kami. That's part of the ministry. And this politics is part of my ministry. It's part of my advocacy. It's part of what I'm trying to do for my own country. Kahit na, gusto ko rin pasalamatan lahat ng full-time staff na nagtrabaho, they did their best, you know. Mistakes have been done, but that's fine. Sabi nga ngayon, everything is over. Everything is now under the bridge. It's like water under the bridge. Everything is, wala na yan, tapos na. Whatever mistakes we have done, it's all covered. It's all gone. We have won. Whatever wrong strategy, whatever wrong decisions we have committed, ano man ang mga bagay na yan, lahat yan, takpan na. Lahat yan, wala na. ang ating ngayong ni-rejoice, we have won. Don't ask me about the money I spent, because if you ask me, I'm going to cry. You know, because I spent a lot. I'm not going to cry because I don't want to spend. I can spend as much money. I've made a commitment to God, Lord. If I will not spend a lot of money, I'm going to give part of what I should be spending with the church. But now, I cannot give a lot to the church because I spent so much in the campaign. See? I could have easily given millions tonight for a church work. But because almost all the money went to the campaign, it's gone. Eh, mag-iipon ka na naman ngayon for the next campaign. See? Ganun na naman ang gagawin mo. Another 3 years of earning and saving money for the next campaign. You see? Now, siyempre, pag natatrabaho ka, mistakes can happen. And that's normal. There are no... We make mistakes because we're people. Am I right? Kung hindi tayo tao, kung anghel tayo, we will not commit mistakes anymore, but we're people. We still commit mistakes. And it's my job to correct those mistakes. It's my job to rebuke. It's my job to get angry. It's my job to correct it. It's my job to warn. It's my job to do everything. The thing is, I don't know how many politicians, whether they're running for president or congressman or senator, or mayors or governors, that is there hands-on guiding the campaign. I am one politician that ran this campaign. I did not allow anyone to run this campaign for me. I do not have any one strategist that would run my campaign, that would do everything for the campaign. No. Almost all of what happened in this campaign are all the strategies God gave me. All done by prayers, by supplication, and by decisions from me. I change it every time. If I say that hindi magiging maganda ito, I change it. At the last minute, I would change it. Why? Because it's not good. It will not be worthwhile. It will not be profitable. I would change it. Spending money, I see to it that we spend money. That's necessary. But still, we spend a good amount of money that is unnecessary. But of course, we have to throw money in this campaign. In any kind of business, you throw money away. You put up 30% of your capital to throw it away. That's gone. Same thing with the campaign. There are some things that you do that's a mistake, and you throw the money away. You see? That happened. Pero ako, sa campaign na ito, hands-on ako dito. I check on everything that happens. I check on the finances. I check on the strategy. I check on all the schedules. If I have to change it, I change it. If I have to retain, I retain it. If I have to make a hard decision, I make a hard decision. It's me. I am not like any other politician that will tell somebody, okay, ikaw ang bahala dyan. I'll just follow everything you say. Ikaw ang bahala sa campaign. No, I look at it in my both eyes. I run the campaign myself. And tonight, I just want to praise the Lord that He has given me another mandate in my second term to be a congressman. Ito, itong pangalawang mandate na ito, palagay ko, mas mahirap kaysa una. Noong una, I was independent. Noong una, wala akong mayor, wala akong vice mayor, wala akong konsyelyo. Mahirap yung campaign noong una, pero mas mahirap ngayon. Mas mahirap ngayon sapagkat nakikisama ka sa marami. Nakikisama ka sa mayor, kahit ayaw mo. Nakikisama ka sa vice mayor mo, nakikisama ka sa mga konsyel mo, kahit nag-aaway-aaway yan. Very hard. You see? I'd like you to know na ang pagsama ko kay Ali, for example, na tinalo ni Lim in my district for 11,000 votes. Talo si Ali rito na 11,000 votes. When all of us believe that the 6th district will carry Ali Atienza in a landslide victory. I even told Mayor Lito Atienza, if Ali wins with a landslide vote in my district, you have to give me a bonus. Sabi niya, okay. Pero alam niyo, mga tao, tahimik yan. They will not say anything. And in politics, 8 out of 10 people lie. Ha? Tulungan niyo naman ako. Oh! But they lie. 8 out of 10 lie. Boto mo naman ako. Ikaw ang boboto ko. Number one ka sa. Amen. But still, on election day, they vote for another. This is the best time to lie during the campaign period. The best time to sin. You see? And you people who are just watching and observing, you know nothing about politics. You know nothing about the campaign, everything like this. I'm telling you, it is something that no one except those that have intentions, either good intentions or bad intentions, would like to go into politics. Dalawa lang yun eh. Those who have good intentions, those who have bad intention. Our people pray. All the pastors pray for all of those running in office na Kristiyano. Piyotika. We pray. Arnold Arellano. We pray. Mario Ugto, who has been running for the end time, who didn't even bother to talk to me. That stupid fellow. We pray. Nevertheless, we pray. Manny Urrara, we pray. Among party lists with Mar Arias and some other guys, we pray. All of them lost. I am the only survivor. All of them lost. Oh, you see? Why? Because those people tried to run in politics without even sitting down with me and asking, what is the cause? What's the strategy? What should be done? Except Piyutika, who came to me, and Arnold Arellano, who came to me and sat down, but only a few minutes. May mga partido yan. Malalakas ang partido niyan. Bakit natalo? If they will come to me, I'll tell them why. But you know, even if you have good intentions, but if you have wrong strategies, you lose. Even if you have good intentions, but if you don't have enough logistics, you lose. Everything is balanced. You see, ako, nalulungkot ako because Brother Piyotika lost. And he's old na. Tanda na siya. Diba? Natalo pa siya. Si Arnold, natalo siya. Sa Cavite City. These are small cities compared to Manila. When I ran for councilor in this district in 1992, that was my first time to run for councilor. I don't have any money. I only spend about 30,000 pesos in 92. I won. I was number two councilor in this district. I won because we work hard. I won because we have given everything to God. I won because we have the passion to win. I won, you know why we won? Because we put away all kinds of boastings and pride in our hearts. That's the first thing that must be done. You get those boastings and pride. Pero kung marinig mo, yung isang pastor na kinumusta ko, kumusta ka na dyan? Hindi ko abagitan ang pangalan niya. He's running for counselor. Ang sabi niya sa akin, well, very good, ang campaign namin dito. Mukhang mananalo ako. Okay, that is 8 counselors yan. Ibig sabihin, 8 sila magkakasama. Ang sabi niya sa akin, I'm gunning for number 1 or 2. Sabi ko sa kanya, Brad, that is a wrong motive. Don't gun for number 1 or 2. Just tell them you want to win. Sabihin mo lang you want to win. That's it. Huwag mo na sabihin pa, gusto kong maging 1 or 2. Do you know why? Because if that is what you want, you know what they're gonna do? Lahat ng kasama mo na konsyal, lalalag ka. And that happened. When I asked for the result, why did this pastor lose? Why? Ilaglag siya ng kanyang mga kasama. Why? Because he wanted to be number 1 or number 2. When you are running with a team, you go with a team. You know what I'm saying? Noong auto magbong konsyal, 6 kami. Pag ako tinatanong, okay, pastor, anong gusto mo? Number 1 or 2? Hindi po. Gusto ko lang manalo. Oh. Ano, isingit namin ang pangalan nyo? Libero ako. Isingit namin ang pangalan nyo? Huwag po naman. Abaho po ang singit. Huwag nyo isingit. Gawin mo yung number 5. Number 5. Pero huwag nyo pong isingit kasi abaho po ang singit. Gusto ko lang manalo. Yung lang ang nais ko, boy. Gusto ko lang manalo. And I won. And I landed number 2. Pagkatapos ng eleksyon, bilangan, nasan kami? My family. My wife and I. Ano kami sa City Hall. We were looking at a tally board, yung giant tally board dyan sa labas. Wala kaming alam sa Pandaraya. Hanggang ngayon, wala akong alam dyan. Wala akong alam na dapat kausapin pala yung assessor's office, kausapin yung COMELEC, kausapin yung ganito. Yung isang company namin kunsiyal na number 6, kung saan saan pupunta, kung sino-sino kinakausap. Ako kontento na akong makita yung tally board. Yung score ko pataas ng pataas. Nakahiga kami roon sa demo. At sabi ko sa miis ko, Ma, number 15 na tayo. Oh, 6 lang yan eh. Tuwan-tuwa na kami, number 15 ka, italo ka pa. Oh, Ma, number 11 na tayo. Tumataas tayo, Ma, number 10 na. Araw-araw, gabi-gabi, nandun kami, nanunood lang. Wala kaming pakialam sa mga dayaan doon sa loob. Doon lang kami. Kung manalo ka, manalo ka. Kung matalo ka, at least we have pride. What I'm saying? Oh, Ma, number 8 na. Oh, the next day, number 7 na. The next day, number 5 na ako. Oh, number 5. Manalo na ako rito. Manalo na. Okay? It ended up, number 2. Sino yung mga kampi ko dyan? Sino yung mga nakalabang ko? Yung mga nakalabang ko, natalo na yan. Matagal na naging konsyal yan. Matagal na napakilala yan. Ultimo yung kalaban ko. Nakasama ko nung araw. Matagal na napapakilala yan. Bago tumabong konsyal yan, nung 92 nakasama ko, 3 taon na siya napapakilala. Nung ako tumabong konsyal, I was only drafted in the month of March. I was not known. And I won. See why? Number 1, because you humble yourself down. Hindi. Sabi ko nga, walang pinakaiba ang pastor at ang politiko. Pareho may iyabang yan. Kausap ko isang pastor na kasama ron sa party list, amang. Sabi ko sa'yo, dinawagan ko siya. Ay, sino to? Si Benny to, kapatid. Sinong Benny? Oh, hindi mo na ako kilala. Hindi, marami yung kilalang Benny. Ah, ganun ba? Kako. Ah, hindi pala eh. Hindi mo pala ako kilala eh. Pero lang nga sabihin ko sa'yo. Nagpagawa ako ng 100,000 sample ballot para sa'yo. Sinulatan ko ang 5,000 pastor para sa'yo. Ngayon, kung hindi mo kilala, okay lang. Salamat. Humingi ng tawad. Ba't natalo? Yung amang. Amang eh. Pipi. Sa Bisaya, amang pipi. Talo. Iyan, lahat ng takbo niya, kinampen niya ng mga men. Talo. Palaging talo. Ngayon, talo na naman. Sabi ko sa kanya, next time, Brad, tabo kang presidente. Baka yan, manalo ka na. Nakakuha siya ng 585 votes dito ng amang. Alam niyo ba yan? Oh, nakakalungkod lang. E, basahin yung Divinoto. Sino moto sa amang? Nasa kamay. Yan. Si, kukunti lang kayo moto. Ito niyo? Pero look ha, nakakuha siya ng 585 votes dito in my district. Si Bak got 4,800 votes in my district. Why? Because I help. See? I mean, yung mga bagay na ganyan, mga kapatid, now they know that politics to many preachers is a humbling experience. It humbles you down. Sana lahat ng mga pastor tumakbo para it will humble them down. They will realize na akala nila sila'y kilala sa buong distrito, di ba? I mean, kausap ko yung mga yan. May mga pastor tayong. Siyempre, pastor yan. Kilalang kilala yan ang mga members nila. Tumatayo sa pulpito yan. Wala nagsasalita ng laban sa kanila. Ang mga members ay timid. Masunurin sa pastor. Akala nila, kilala sila sa buong distrito. They go house to house and they begin to realize, sino to? Sino kayo? Ako po yung pastor. Saan kayo pastor? Saan kayo church? And nobody knows them. Kaya I told them, you know what? I think all of you ought to enter politics or at least you can be known in your district. People will know you and they will know who you are. And I'm telling you folks, listen, dito sa distritong ito, ang pastor nyo, kilalang kilala dito. Kahit sinong tanungin nyo, sa 6th district ng Manila, kilala ako dito. But not only in my district, even in the whole Manila. They don't. Why? Because we have been in politics. I have lost, and I have won. And today, again, I thank the Lord that we have won. And this is the Lord's mandate. Panginoon, nagbigay nito, mga kapatid. Hindi ako, hindi kayo. Kasi kahit na ganong karaming pera magastos mo, kung ayaw ibigay ng Panginoon yan, wala maaaring mangyari. Kahit na ganong karaming oras ang pinaglingkod mo, kahit na ilang kilometro ang pinag-house to house mo, kahit naghirap ka at ginawa mo ang lahat para ikaw ay magtagumpay, if the Lord will not be the one to give the victory, we will never become victorious. Kaya, ako, I talked with a lot of people. Sabi ko sa mga staff, even district staff. Okay? Alam mo, survival nyo to eh. Gusto nyo ng trabaho? Trabaho kayo. Okay. Ayaw nyo ng trabaho? Patalo nyo ako. Wala na kayong trabaho. Ganun lang kasimple yan. And sometimes there are people that works hard Why? Because they want to survive. Yun lang yan eh. Pero to, ginamit ko yung verse doon sa aklat ng Psalm.
Like it to open there.
Psalm 75. And we're going to read verse 6 and 7 of Psalm 75. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. Naunawaan niyo ba ito? Itong verse na ito? Tanong, saan ang gagaling na promotion? Hindi nang gagaling sa south, hindi nang gagaling sa west, hindi nang gagaling sa east. Mapapansin nyo, hindi ginamit ng north dito, di ba? Tatlo lang. Ibig ba sabihin yan eh, tatlong corners lang ng earth na pinapaniwala ng Bible? Hindi. Bakit hindi ginamit ng... At because at that time, the Assyrian who were the enemies of Israel were approaching from the north. So, hindi na kinakailangan gamitin pa. Lalo na sa north. Wala kayo makukuha promotion dyan. Dyan ang galing ang kalaban eh. Dyan galing ang kaaway. Kaya hindi na binanggit yung north. Naunawaan niyo ba yan? Oh, hindi na binanggit yung north. Sapagkat doon sa north, manggagaling mga Assyrians to invade Israel. Oo. Eh di kung doon sa north manggagaling yung Assyrian, eh lalong wala kang makukuha promotion sa north, di ba? So anong sinabi? To invade the enemy. Anong sinabi ng Panginoon? To defeat the enemy. Anong sinabi ng Panginoon? To put down the enemy. Ang sabi niya, promotion does not come from the east. Promotion does not come from the west. Nor from the south, but God is the judge. Hindi lang natin pinag-uusapan dito ang promotion sa pagiging leader ng bansa. Pinag-uusapan dito ang promotion nyo sa trabaho. Pinag-uusapan dito ang promotion nyo sa pag-aaral. Okay. Nanggaling ba ang talino, for example, ng mga anak ko sa nanay nila? Maaari. Saan nalang tatay? Pa siyempre. Kitang-kita naman, di ba? Oh, pero, mga kapatid, hindi ho doon nanggaling ang promotion eh. Hindi ho doon nanggaling talaga ang talino eh. Nanggaling yung kanilang talino at promotion sa Panginoon eh. That's where it came from. Kung aking anak na si Rich, gagraduate siya, oh, nagsakripisyo ako dyan. Alright? I mean, ginawa ko ang lahat so they can have good education. Gagraduate ang anak ko si Princess. Hopefully before 2010. Hopefully, by 2011, abogado na siya. Hopefully, na pag siya nag-take ng bar, hindi siya lalakpak. Hopefully. Pero saan galing yung kanya promotion? Hindi sa akin, mga kapatid. Ginagamit lang ako ng Panginoon para tulungan sila makapag-aral. Ginagamit lang ako ng Panginoon para gumastos sa kapag-aral nila. Ito si Princess, Commissioner at Large ng National Youth Commission. Pero sinong nagbabayad ang tuition fees? Ako. Ako na lang lagi. Ako. 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 Nagbabayad ba ng upa sa kwarto niya? Hindi. Kaya kita mo, naiiyak na siya. Hindi niya nag-aircon. See? What? Should I get the credit? No. If she succeeds, that comes from God. If she fails, that comes from her. Ganun din, si Rich. Ganun din, si Paul.
Oh. Sa aking anak na si Pog, I just put my hope in the Lord. Ito yan. Sa Panginoon na pag Pastor, paano yung anak yung si Pog? The Lord is my refuge and strength. Ganoon na lang. Wala na ako magagawa pa, mga kapatid. Panginoon na lang. Palagi na lang binabanggit ko. Si Pog, Pastor, Panginoon, bahala na kayo sa Kanya. Oh. See? It is the Lord, folks. And that's what the Bible says. Sana, mag-alaran niyo lahat to na bago niyo pasalamatan yung magulang niyo, ang pinapasalamatan niyo yung Panginoon muna. Bago niyo i-acknowledge yung boss niyo, Panginoon muna. Bago niyo i-acknowledge sino man tao nakatulong sa inyo, Panginoon muna. Sapagkat kahit marami kang kaibigan, marami ang katulong, kung hindi sa Panginoon, walang kwenta ang buhay mo. Alam mo, ako ayaw ko sana sabihin sa mga members to. Ang daming mga pastor na niyayabang. Tama ako, Richard? Tapos ako raw mayabang. Bakit ako mayabang? Kasi nakatira ako sa Bel Air. Makakita nung ganun. Kung nakatira ako sa Bel Air, mayabang ako. Ba't mayabang si Pastor Robante? May BMW. Kaya ako mayabang. Ba't mayabang si Pastor Robante? Naka-Rolex. Pero basta lang naka-Rolex, hindi mo makatira mayabang yan. Oh. Bakit mayabang si Pastor Robante? Laki ng simbahan niyan eh. Pag mayabang yan, naka-air condition ba nga ang church niyan eh. Yabang-yabang eh. See, nakikita nila yung mga physical appearance, yung mga physical equipment, all of those things. Hey, all of the things you see in me and my ministry are all blessings that come from God. Why? Kasi ang yabang at ang pride, galing sa puso yan eh. That is the attitude of the heart, ladies and gentlemen. Ganon din sa atin. Sa inyo. Kayo nakakaalam kung mayabang kayo, di ba? Kayo nakakaalam yan. Oh, pag sinabi mo sa akin, ah, pastor, hindi ako mayabang. O, kita mo? Tumalabas ang yabang mo? Kasi, God will never promote a proud person. Hello? God will never promote a boastful person. Kapag nakikita ng Panginoon yung pride sa puso mo, kahit anong galing mo, God will not promote you. Kaya nga ang sabi roon sa James, God resisted the what? Sabi ng isang preacher, sinigaw pa niya, God resisted the pride! He resisted the pride! No. He resisted the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Not the dumbbell, ha? But the humble. Yan ang sabi ng Bible, eh. Yeah, you know what? You look sa attitude natin, kasi baka mukhang humble ka, di ba? Mukha kang nga pag kumaba, mukhang talagang pag nakakita ka, palaya ka nung. But you're so proud in the heart. And God will not promote you if you're proud. Now, I'm not saying that I'm humble, folks. No. God knows my heart. And I always tell the Lord, Lord, wala kayong makikita sa aking buhay na matutuwa kayo except yung grace niyo sa buhay ko. Siguro pagka minsan, inaalaw na lang ng Panginoon yung magyabang ka dahil meron kang konting talino. Bakit? Eh wala ka na may pagmayabang, hindi yun lang. Meron ako alam ng pastor na sabi niya, alam mo, sa church daw niya, siyang kinikilalang
pinakagwapo doon sa church nila. Tingnan ko yung mga membro, kuwawa naman yung mga members ako. Puro mga bulag. Doon lang sa ganung klase, mayabang na tayo. Am I right? Mukha lang pinag-uusapan yan, ha? Mayabang ka na. Ako ba, sinasabi ko ba sa inyong gwapo ko? Hindi. Kayo nagkasabi. Hindi ako. Kahit kailan, mga kapatid, hindi ko sinabing gwapo ko. Kayo palagi nagsasabi kaya naiiniwala na ako. Kaya niyo ba yan? Hindi niyo sinasabing gwapo ko, hindi ako maiiniwala eh. Bakit? Sapagkat alam ko na wala akong member na pwede magsinungaling. Amen? Wala. Totoo ang sinasabi nyo. And the truth shall set you free. Kaya malapit na ako maniwala. Kasi, yan ang sabi ng Bible eh. Itaas mo ang sarili mo, ibababa ka ng Panginoon. Promotion comes from God. Pagkatapos po ng eleksyon ito at naiproklama na lahat ng mga nanalo, we have to accept it. Amen? Sino naman yan? Gusto ko bang manalo si Kiram? Ayoko. Eh kung manalo yan, I have to accept it. Gusto ko bang manalo si Soto? Ayoko. Meron akong mga kaya, dahil gusto ko manalo. Gusto ko bang manalo si Victor Wood? Gusto ko. Eh, hindi mananalo. Wala akong magagawa. I have to accept it. Oh, ayaw ba natin ng Tom Jones sa Kongreso? Oh, gusto niyo bang manalo si Oliver Lasano? Things like this. We've got to accept it. Whoever wins in this election, we've got to accept it. We've got to accept it to be what? To be what God allowed it to be. Panalangin na lamang natin that they can help this nation. They can do something for this nation. Alam mo, hindi ako naniniwala dapat lahat ng Team Unity manalo. Why? Because we need fiscalizers there. We need people who will oppose, not for sake of opposing, but who will oppose because they're right. Ako, I wanted Cesar Montano to win. Not because he's a movie star, but because he's a Christian. I wanted Tess Oresa to win. I want those people to win, but they will not win. And I'm going to accept the Lord's judgment because the Bible says God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. I hope na lahat tayo rito, especially kayong nasa corporate ladder, kayong nasa management position, kayo na promotion is very near you, that you will always acknowledge with humility that all promotions come from God, and that you will honor God for that, and that you will praise the Lord for that. Amen? And everything that God will be glorified in your life. Nagabi, I waited to be proclaimed. Andun pa yung mga kalaban ko. Naghihintay to be proclaimed. Do you know there was one time in this campaign that I almost lost hope of winning? Ibig sabihin, meron din pagkakataon sa buhay mo na you're no longer confident that you'd like to give up because of the so many things being hurled against you. You want to give up sapagkat napapagod ka na sa ginagawa sa'yo, napapagod ka na sa pagtira sa'yo, napapagod ka na sa mga ginagawang bagay na hindi mo kayang gawin. There was several times in this campaign that I was alone and I just wanted to give up the fight. Kung hindi ko lang humahal tong distritong ito, ay gusto kong makita ang distrito ko maging evangelizer. Gusto kong magkaroon ng testimony ang Kristiyano sa Kongreso. I could have given up the fight. I don't need those money. I don't need those honors. I don't need those. It's the flesh. Am I right? I mean, flesh lang yan. To be honored, it's the flesh. I don't need that. I don't need all the money I can get. I am satisfied and content with what I have. I don't need accolades. I don't need those. I don't need to be applauded. I don't need to be near the president. I don't need to be with the politicians. I don't need that. There are several times I wanted to give up. Pero alam mo, yung bang iniisip mo mabuti, kainin mo yung bigay, ang posisyon. Sino pagkakatiwalaan mo dyan? O pagkakatiwalaan ba yan? Magiging mahusay ba yan? Magiging incorruptible ba yan? Well, of course, my flesh wants the honors, my flesh wants the accolades. Sinong ayaw niyan, di ba? My flesh wants the applause. But my spirit does not need that. I can live a simple life, an ordinary life, mga kapatid, pastoring this church, going abroad, preaching to other churches. That's my life. I can just continue it until my dying day. Wala na akong maaaring masabi pa sa ministry binigay ng Panginoon sa akin. In my 39 years of ministry, marami kong ups and downs. Ayaw kong sanang bagitan dyan, dahil palagi binabagit yung ups and downs na yan. Babaguhin ko. Marami kong downs and ups. But you know what? In those 39 years, the Lord has given me a lot of victories. The Lord has given His word and said, I'm going to bless this unworthy man, Benny Abante. I will give him a great ministry beyond his wildest imaginations. I'm going to make his ministry an institution that he has never even imagined or even planned. I never planned that my name would be put in the papers. I never planned that my ministry would be an institution. I never planned that one day that I'd be respected by many. I never planned that. I just wanted to serve God the best I can. Gusto ko lang magligo sa Panginoon. Pagpalain niya ako ng malaking ministry, great! Magkaroon ako ng maliit na ministry, I'll praise God for that! Basta't gusto ko lamang maglingkod sa Kanya. Alam niyo ba, meron tayo mga pastor na pinag-pray na hindi ako manalo. Bakit? Ingit. Can you imagine? You know what jealousy and envy can do to you? You will even pray na, Panginoon, huwag niyong panalunin si Benny Abante, baka maging mayabang yan. Terrible. Kung hindi ako naging mayabang noona, maging mayabang ba ako ngayon? Bakit? Ingit. Dahil meron tayong mga pastor kahit barangay tanod, hindi atanggapin. Kung hindi ako binigyan ng Panginoon ng malaking building, nung ako nagsimula ng gawain dito, mga kapatid, nandun ako sa isang jalopy, sa La Torre Street 2444, nagigiba-giba na yung bahay, uuga-uga na yung bahay na yan, mga kapatid. Inano ko na yung sarili ko na hanggang dyan na lang ako, Benny Abante. Ganyan ka na lang. Hindi mo na makukuha yung gusto mo sa buhay. Nung bata ka na may ambisyon ka maging abogado, may ambisyon ka na maging ganito, may ambisyon ka na maneho ka ng Jaguar, may ambisyon ka magkaroon ng magandang bahay, may ambisyon ka... Wala na yan! Tapos na yan! I have resigned my life into a small ministry. Bakit? Sapagkat noong nagsimula, walang malaking ministry sa mga Amerikano lang. In 1975, when I started this church, wala kayong makikitang Pilipino na pastor na malaki church. Wala. Wala kahit isa. Romans 3:10. Kaya ako, ang ganyan na lang ako. Wala na. Tapos ka na. Hindi ka Amerikano, kayo manggi ka lang, mahirap ka, nag-quit ka sa tanap buhay mo, ang ganyan ka na lang. Pero alam nyo, na-pray ako eh. Hindi ko makalimutan yung prayer ko doon sa 2444, doon sa building na ginagamit ko. Noong ako, nagtira pa sa harapan ng Diyos, I lay prostrate the ground. Nakahiga akong ganyan. Inon, I have no other desire but to serve you. But if you can make this man one of the greatest men that can ever live in the ministry of the Baptist Church in the Philippines, Lord, make me one. That's my prayer. Nung tumayo ako doon, sa pagkakapanalangin yan, I was so relieved. I was at peace with God. Pero hindi ko iniisip na after 30 years, magkikita ko yung ministry ganito kalaki. Hindi ko iniisip yan eh. Pinag-pray ko lang. Pero hindi ko iniisip. I just work hard. I reach out. I want souls. I serve God the best I can. I work hard. The Lord gave us one of the greatest ministries the Lord can ever give to a Filipino preacher. But not only that. When a lot of people would like to run for an elective office and win, they cannot win. And to be a congressman is one of the greater offices that people strive to be in. Because this is a position of great influence. Congressman ka ng Pilipinas. You are respected all over the world. You are respected by every ambassador. You are respected by everybody around the world. Pero, that was my first round. My first term. In my first term, I was there, just learning the trade, a neophyte, but I was given choice positions already. Sabi ko, Lord, can you trust me for my second term? I praise God, I won with more than 5,200 votes margin over my opponent. My second term. Do you realize that if you are now in your second term, that your influence in Congress is much, much higher and powerful? If the president respected me my first term, the president will respect more my second term. Lahat ngayon ng mga first-termer na congressman dito sa Manila, nagmamano na sa akin. That's the influence you have. I don't know why the Lord gave me a second term, except this though, that God has mandated me to do what I can do for His glory. Yun lang. And that is where I'm going to be. And that is the kind of direction I'm going to go through. Watch out for the 14th Congress. I might even run for the speakership. What do you know? Yeah.
and been a minority floor leader. I might even be given deputy speakership position. I might be given a better position in Congress. Why? Because you have made your point. Alam mo, pag natalo ko, that's it. Kung matalo ko yung second term, I know this for a fact. That when I won the second time, it is not God establishing Benny Abante. It is God establishing His honor and His name in this country. God is saying, this is my man. It is me, not him. I'll be honored, not him. I'll be glorified, not him. In my second term, it is God establishing His name in my district. It's not Benny Abante. It's not this church. It's God's name. Sana, yun ang maging puso ng bawat isa. Ayoko na mayroong gumamit ng pangalan ko and boast. Ng position ko and be proud. Ng position ko na maging abusado. O gamitin ang kapangyarihan ito ng mga abuso ng iba. And I'm telling you folks, and I'm telling it to you right now, if any of my members, even my own children, begin to use my position to abuse power, I'll be the first one to put you in jail. Because power ought not to be abused. Power should be used for the things that are right and godly and honorable. Why? Because promotion comes from God. Sabi ko sa miis ko, I'm not really very excited over my winning because I was thinking I would be winning maybe around 15,000 votes. Pero wala kang magagawa pag yung kalaban mo nagtapon ng pera, ultimo ora, ng 2 million at nabili ng boto. And what is dangerous is this. There's still a good number of people in my district whose votes can be bought. Meron pa rin teachers na bibili ang boto. Meron pa rin mga fiscal na nabibili. And I'm so glad na yung chief prosecutor ng Manila ay kapatid natin sa Panginoon. Joe Lopez. I called him up 3 days before the end of the campaign. And I told him, Joe, you are a brother in Christ. And I've always believed that you will be unbiased this election. My opponent used to be a fiscal of Manila. And we have identified your fiscal who are actively campaigning for him, which is illegal. I'm counting on you not to side me, not even to support me. I'm just counting on you to be unbiased. That's it. As a believer in Christ, sabi niya sa akin, makakaasa ka. Thank you. The day before the canvassing of votes at Ninoy Aquino, I called him up and I told him, ang kahilingan ko lang, yung mga piskal na identified namin na actively campaigning for my opponent, ipa-transfer mo sa ibang distrito.
That's my request. Ang request ko, ilagay mo yung mga batang piskal na idealistic na mga babae sa District 6. Sabi niya sa akin, Brad, I have done that already without even you telling me. Kaya yung kapitbahay kong piskal dito, tinapon sa District 4. Yung associate fiscal, tinapon sa ibang distrito. Ang nilagay sa ating distrito, yung mga batang fiscal na hindi kayang impluensya ng kalaban. See, kailangan mo yun eh. Kaya nga gabi, sinabi ko sa kanila, this is the fastest, most transparent, most honest election in my district that I've ever seen. Magsisimula yung campaign period. Yung isa dyang sa COMELEC, humingi sa akin ng sakyan para magamit sa campaign. Pinadalan ko ng sakyan. Ba? Demanding, gusto air condition. Tinawagan ko yung boss niya. Ano ba ito? Masyadong demanding itong nakalagay dito ah. Gusto air condition. Ah, ganun ba? 2 days later, puk! Tinanggal. Pinalitan. Alam niyo kung hindi ko gagawin yan, merong mangyayaring magic sa loob. Kahit na panalo ka sa bilangan, pwede kang matalo sa canvassing. Ah, kapatid, hindi na ho kayang gawin yan ng leader ko. Hindi na kayang gawin ng staff ko. Ako na makakagawa niyan. For what reason? To favor me? No. Just to watch the votes. Just to be truthful and be honest. Whoever wins, whoever loses, that's fine. As long as the will of the people will be declared. Why? Because promotion comes from God. Ngayong gabi, wala akong ibang sasabihin sa inyo kundi nagpapasalamat ako sa Panginoon sa pangalawang mandate. Ang kinakailangan pag-pray natin in this 3-year time, kung ano ang gustong patakbuhin ng Panginoon sa akin, whether I should stay as congressman for the 3rd time or not. Whatever God's will might be. Whether to retire or not. Whether to go on or not. Because still, promotion comes from God. I have nothing in my own heart tonight but praises to His name. We have shown that a Baptist Christian can still win in a predominantly Catholic neighborhood. Sinabi ko sa inyo, dala ako na iglesia. And we took the vote that the iglesia had in 66 Manila. As compared to the evangelical vote. At nakita namin na ang boto ng iglesia rito is 2,300. Ang boto ng evangelicals dito, including our church, is 6,000. How did we get it? With the party list. Because the iglesia has their own party list. But still, I thank God na ginamit niya Ang malaking relihiyon na yan para suportahan. Ako. Very unlikely, but they did. Because I was not supported by them last election. Pero hindi lamang yan. Sinuportahan ako ng lay ministers dito. Even if my opponent tried hard to destroy my credibility in the Catholic Church. He tried hard. Na nung palaspas Sunday, ako nagpaalis ng kanilang misa dyan. They tried hard na hindi ako Katoliko, hindi dapat iboto ng Katoliko yan. They tried so hard that I will not get the Catholic vote. But the Catholic people begin to realize they have no choice. They have no choice. Will they support a fellow Catholic who is an additional politician? Or will they support a non-Catholic who is a moral person? Kaya nga dito sa Santa Ana, I just won in Santa Ana with a margin of 1,200 votes. Why? Because they tried so hard to get me off the list. At ang talagang naging balwarte ko, kung saan ako pinanganak, kung saan ako lumaki, Santa Mesa. Doon ako dinala. And I thank them for that. You see? Pero, yung mga party list na iba, dinala ako. Sibak, dinala ako. Akbayan, dinala ako. Bayan Muna, dala ako. Lakpawis, dala ako. Gabriela, dala ako. Hoot, talk to them. I did, one by one. While itong mga staff natin, mga leaders, nakikipag-usap yan sa mga leaders, I am doing my part in talking to big organizations. Oh. Dating daan, mga kapatid, dala ako. Bakit? Sapagkat ang isang lay preacher ng dating daan sa 6th district, kaklase ko at kumpare ko. See? Kaya na, tinawagan ko. Classmate ko sa Burgos, classmate ko sa mga high school, lay preacher. Sabi ko sa kanya, kailan mo papalitan? Tere Soriano. Sabi ko, pare, salamat ha, sa suporta ng dating daan. Magbagong daan ka na. Hindi, pare, sabi niya, dito lang ako para may suporta ka palagi pa tumatakbo ka. A lot of people help. Ang pulis na tumulong kay Lim, help me. Ang mga bakla na galit sa akin, they have no choice. Who is their choice? Namili sila ng tatlong magagandang lalaki. Wala pa rin silang binatbat kay Benny Abante. Kaya kahit si Benny Abante, galit sa mga bakla, kay Benny Abante pa rin kami. See? Kaya kayong merong puso ng pagkabakla, magbago na kayo. See, I mean, the Lad-Lad party campaigned hard against me. My opponents said this every day in their caucus. Kayong mga bading, kayong mga tomboy, huwag niyong suportahan niya sa BNA party, galit yan sa inyo. But they still did. Do you know why? Because they still want a moral, true person to win. You know, when the Lord begins to move, kahit sino pa yan,
He will convince those people who even hates me to support me. And that is what he did. Kahit na yung mga nabayaran na bumaliktad is not enough to dislodge me. Praise God for that. Alam nyo, church, I can also buy boats if I want to. I can borrow money and get 2,000,000 pesos and buy boats. Sa huling araw ng campaign, if I wanted to have a bigger number of boats, but why should I do that and stay my testimony? And people would say, kita mo, si Congressman Pastor, walang pinakaiba sa mga politiko. Namili din siya ng boto. Si Mark Jimenez, na walang pinuntahang distrito, kundi ang 6th district, at nagsalita siya mismo against me, accusing me of all things. Sa barangay mo, di ba? Sa isang barangay dyan, until 2 o'clock in the morning, lambasted me in the state. Minura ako at sinabi lahat ng mga bagay laban sa akin. Sa loob-loob ko lang, tapos ka, MJ. After that, he was in the papers and television every day. His whole family, even his own kids, are against him now. You know why? You don't ever touch God's anointed. You don't ever do that. And I'm warning anyone of you here who would like to. Hindi lang yan. He will be put out in this country and nobody will even believe him. People will look at him and they will say that's a crazy man. He will lose all respect and credibility. He's losing it now. But even his own children are now against him. Folks, listen. It is the Lord that puts up somebody and puts down another. So tonight, I have nothing in my heart but thanksgiving to Him that promotes. I have nothing in my heart but thanksgiving to Him that loves. Thanksgiving to Him that gives the mandate. And God knows my heart. Alam ng Panginoon kung ano yung nasa puso ko. Baka ba naging congressman uli ito, iiwanan niya ministry. And I'm telling it to you folks, that passed my mind. You know that? I can be so comfortable being a congressman, I can leave this ministry and just be full-time in politics. But would I do it? No. Because this is my first love. And this is my calling. And I will still preach faithfully. And I will still pastor my ministry. And I will still do the best I can to see our ministries grow. Unless otherwise, all of you people would say, we don't want you anymore, Pastor. Just be a congressman. I'd be happy if anyone right now would stand up and make a motion. I now open the table for the motion. For anyone to stand up and say, Pastor, I move that you resign as pastor of this church and just be a congressman. Who'd like to make a motion? James Amosin, would you like to make a motion?
then you can choose whoever you want to pastor this church. But you know what? I've always believed that to be in politics is a part of my mandate and my ministry. It's a part of my vocation, a part of my calling. And I want every member of this church to know that and to believe that. And never have the idea that me being a congressman is in conflict with my pastorate. No, it's not. It's a part of my ministry. And it was never a hindrance for so long a time I've been in politics. In fact, it even became a blessing to our people in the 6th District of Manila and to the country as a whole. And to the pastors looking up to a man that can lead them. Sana, nandoon ang mga panalangin nyo, nandoon ang inyong full support, not only because I'm a congressman, but also because I am the pastor of this church. Na yung hindi nyo ako pinagmamalaki dahil congressman ang pastor nyo. Pinagmamalaki nyo ako sapagkat pastor nyo ako. Hindi yung yan ang congressman namin. No. Yan ang pastor namin. Kahit kailan hindi magiging mas mataas ang office ng congressman sa office ng pastor. Ang pagiging pastor ang pinakamataas na tungkulin na maaaring ganapin ng isang tinawag ng Panginoon. Walang iba. I'll go up to Congress and I will still pastor those congressmen. I'll still warn them. I'll still rebuke them. And I will still tell them to do what's right. So help me God. In my second term, there's a lot of things to do. I want a hospital in my district. And I want you to help me to pray that I can deliver that dream in my district. And that is my passion. That's what I want to see happen in my district. We would like to prevent those bills that will destroy the moral fiber of this nation. I'd like you to pray that God will use me to do that. I want to ask you to pray for divine protection, that God will protect me from evil and from evil designs and from evil men. I want you to pray that I will not succumb to temptations that I cannot get out of. To temptations of corruption. Temptations of money. And everything that accompanies a very powerful position in government. That I will remain incorruptible. That I will never, never even be magnetized by this sparkle of money. But I'm going to use that to serve my people and serve my God. That is the mandate I want to fulfill. And that is what I want to promise before the Lord tonight in this pulpit and before this Bible. I want to see my district to be the most evangelized district in the whole country. I want more Christians here than any district in this nation. You ought to help me do that. You ought to help me fulfill that. I want to make this district to be one of the most beautiful districts in my nation. I want to make this a garden. I want to beautify every nook and corner of this district. I want to see every road in every barangay to be cemented, where children can walk without being hurt.
They can play in the streets, however small, because they're clean.
Nakakaawang makita ang mga mahihirap sa mga lugar ng distritong ito na kapag nakita mo ang mga daan, kahit nakasapatos ka, hindi ka makapa. Ayaw kong makita yan, mga kapatid. Bakit? Nanggaling ako dyan eh. I want to see na wala nang mahirap sa aking distrito. Na lahat ng unemployed ito may trabaho. May livelihood program ang mga magulang, ang mga ina ng tahanan. Hindi naka-standby. Hindi nagusugal. Hindi umiinom. Hindi naglalasing. Kundi lahat ng trabaho. May income na pumapasok sa mga bahay nila. Sa kanilang pamilya. Yan ang nais kong mangyari. Pag nagawa ko yan, ako na ang pinakamasayang tao dito sa aking district. Kaya yung mga hindi ko nakakasama sa house to house, hindi nyo alam ang sinasabi ko. Pero pinasok ko na ang bawat kanto at kaloob-looban ng 6th district. At nakita ko ang kalagayan ng lahat. Minsan sa isang mayor na barangay, meron doon isang bangkay na dalawang linggo nilang nilagay ng formalin. Pag dalawang linggo nilagay ng formalin yan, makikita mo ang itsura ng patay na yan. May itim yan. Halos di mo makilala yan sa kabaong. Mahirap lamang. Walang trabaho. Kaya nagsusugal ang mga tao sa patay sapagkat doon kumikita ang mga mahirap para ipalibing ang kanilang patay. Nung araw, hindi ko maunawaan yan. Akala ko nung araw, people just do that and disrespect the dead. Kaya nalaman ko, kahit na ayaw ng mahirap na magpasugal sa bangkay na yan, magpapasugal yan sapagkat binibigyan niyang gabi-gabi ng porsyento para maipalibing ang patay. Lumipas ang 2 weeks. Tapos na ang formalin effect. Umabaho na ang patay. And you know for a fact, in 2 days time, pag hindi na ilibing yan, makikita mo uod yan. 3 days na after the formalin effect, nandun pa sa barangay. Hindi maipalibing. Pinupunta na mga politiko, nagbibigay ng 200, ng 300, but that's it. And you know the effect of in the barangay, pag hindi na ipalibing yan, the germs will permeate in all the barangay and get all those poor people sick. They came to me. And for the very first time in my life, without even going there, and without even knowing the family, I gave all the money for that dead person we put to rest. Pinalibing ko. That's my passion. That's what I want to see. That's my devotion to the poor. And that's my dedication. Ang iba sa atin, gumanda lang ang buhay mo, wala ka ng pakialam sa mahihirap. Nanggaling ka rin dyan. Bakit tuwing umaga, pag ako nagpapalugaw sa mga barangay, makikita mo, in a short period of time, ubos na yan. lahat. Hindi lang sapagkat masarap, kundi sapagkat gutom ang sikmura. Walang pagkain sa pagkainan. Kahit kailan hindi ako nagsisi na ako'y gumastos ng malaki. Bakit? Sapagkat alam ko, maraming mahihirap na kahit malang ilang araw sa buhay nila, nakatulong. Kumain ng disente. Ang kinalulungkot ko lang ay mga mahihirap na wala ng pera, pero binibili pa ng alak ang pera. Binibili pa ng sigarilyo ang pera. Isinusugal pa ang pera. Kaya nakakalungkot. Kaya dapat dumating ang ebanghelyo sa mga buhay nila. Sapagkat hindi pagkain, ang kasagutan dyan, di ba? Hindi politiko. Hindi pera. Alam natin na ebanghelyo lang nagbabago ng buhay nila. That's why God gave me the second term. Sana makatulong kayo. Sana maging blessing kayo. Sana imbis na humingi kayo, ibigay kayo. Di ba? Sapagkat hindi dapat naghihirap ang bawat member ng church na ito. Hindi dapat. May Panginoon ka, may Holy Spirit ka, may disiplina ka, may utak ka, pero kang pusong binago ng Panginoon, walang daylan para maghirap ka. Nandiyan ang pangako ng Panginoon that God will supply all your need. Walang daylan para maging mahirap ka. Ang dapat na ginagawa natin, tulungan natin ang mga mahihirap. Unang-una na maibigay ang gospel sa kanila. Pangalawa, lagyan ng kaunting pagkain ng kanilang mga tiyan. Pangatlo, pag-aralin para magkaroon ng trabaho. Hindi pinag-uusapan dito ang palakpak ng mga tao dahil congressman ka. Hindi pinag-uusapan dito ang posisyon. Hindi pinag-uusapan dito yung title. Ang pinag-uusapan dito kung paano maglingkod. Kung paano makatulong. Kahit mahirap, kaya may mga pagkakataon, nainis ka na. Alam niyo ba kung magkano ang dinistribute na cheque kanina sa mga scholars, umaabot ng 700,000 for those poor students to at least have a good amount of money for the enrollment. Kaya kayong mga members ng church natin, wala kayong karapatan mag-complain. Sapagkat napakabait ng Panginoon sa atin lahat. Ang ating karapatan, makatulong. Pabigay ng comfort. Pabigay ng kaaliwan. Huwag natin pagmayabang kung anong position mo. Huwag natin pagmayabang kung anong natapos mo. Kung magaling ka, pagmayabang mo, ang biyaya ng Panginoon sa buhay mo. Ang kanyang kaawaan sa iyo. Alam niyo, sa totoo lang, hindi ako natutuwa pa meron tayong mga members dito na imbis na tumulong, siya pa dapat tulungan. Bakit? Sapagkat mas mahirap ako sa inyo nung araw. Mas walang-wala ako sa inyo nung araw. Na nakuha nyo sa nasabi ko sa inyo. Sana na-feel nyo. Sana nakita nyo. sana tayong lahat, hindi lang ako, magsasabi, I want to be of help to this nation, to my country. Tumiyo tayong lahat. Every head be bowed, every eye be closed. To whom do you attribute your life? Your promotion, everything you have accomplished, and everything you plan to do. Who would you like to be honored? You or God? For real, in totoo. Hindi lahat dito pare-pareho ang antas ng buhay. Meron simple ang buhay, meron ordinary ang buhay, meron nakakaangat. Meron mas marami, meron hindi. Pero alam niyo mga kapatid, walang dapat ng kukulang dito. Dapat lahat ng Kristiyano, anuman ang kalagay mo sa buhay, sapat ang resources na binibigyan ng Panginoon sa iyo. Why? Because it is God that promotes. It is God that gives. It is God that provides. Anong tanong ko sa inyo sa pangalawang termino ng pastor niyo bilang congressman? Anong commitment niyo? Anong commitment niyo? Na maging proud ka lang sapagkat congressman ang pastor nyo? O meron kang commitment na makatulong? Meron kang commitment. Hindi lamang sa iyong pamilya, kundi sa household ng Panginoon. At sa bayan. Hindi honor ang pinag-uusapan dito. Paglilingkod. Hindi kapangyarihan. Ministry. Hindi paggamit ng kapangyarihan. O paggamit ng maraming tao. Kundi paglilingkod. Sa bawat isa at sa ating bayan. Hindi ko sinasabi sa inyo na magkaroon kayo ng ganitong klaseng pananaw na katulad ko. Marahil iba ako sa inyo. Hindi ako nag-i-instill sa inyo na magkaroon kayo ng heroic syndrome. Hindi. Gusto ko lang maging Kristiyano kayo na katulad ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo. After all, di ba ang sabi niya, we ought to follow Christ? What Christ did, we must do. What Christ wants, we ought to perform. Binibigay ko yan sa inyo ngayong gabi. Na nasa inyo yan. Kung magiging mayabang kayo, o magkakaroon kayo ng commitment. Wala kayong commitment, magkayawahiwalay tayo.